And as long as we're not satisfied, there's something else we need. Because God will fill us till we get satisfied. So some kind of way, we're going to have to take some time and say, Lord, show me and just humble ourselves. This is why the devil gets you up in this candy and stuff. Because he knows that if you humble yourself, you ain't going to get nothing. See, he think he's smart. Because he knows that you're going to have to humble yourself to get this. Because God ain't going to do everybody. I just don't believe it. Well, I was quiet there. Y'all quiet. That's, you know, this is what the Lord is speaking to me. Praise the Lord. I know when we receive the Holy Spirit, we fasted and prayed. I don't know about y'all. Maybe some of nobody didn't have, but somebody fasted and prayed before you. It was a fasting and praying church that received this power. Come on now. We sought the Lord, children of God. We sought him. Are you ready to see the Lord? You know, I'm not saying what I'm saying. Y'all understand. Y'all know me. Y'all been knowing me. We got to seek the Lord. We got to seek him until he come and purge his floor. The Bible says fat is in his hand and he's going to purge his floor. He wants to purge us, purge his floor. And we can do all we want to do and don't, you know, and talk all we want to talk, but we need God to move for us. There are people out there with things that's way up here with something we don't even know nothing about. They got diseases and they're coming up with all this crap. And all we can do is say, well, we know they shouldn't do that. But we got to have something. Praise the Lord to combat, hallelujah, what the sin is in this world. I think the Bible said that where sin abound, grace is much more abound. God don't want the devil to be all over us, beating us up. We up, oh Lord, forgive me. Oh Lord, 20 times a day. Because you don't want to go to hell. We know, see, we believe it's a hell. Hello? We believe it's a hell. And we don't want to be there. And then, you know, now I'm telling you what's going on in you because I know it's all the same. When you consider how much God loves you, where he brought you from, how he healed your body, yes. Hallelujah, how you gave you, paid your bills and this and that, you love him. He know you love him. Hallelujah, but he's telling us, go back to the fountain. Go back, I know you love me. And I know I gave you an experience. All of you, some of y'all don't have the experience. And you love it. And you want to go on with God. But you got to, we have to take time to go back. Go back to the Lord. Don't be ashamed. Praise the Lord. Don't say if it take to next year, we got to have something from God. We can't go out this in this with what we got. Not to combat some of this mess out there. Not to. And I've been seeing in my mind when this child, when we had something, hear some music or something, they was up clapping. I don't know when it was, a couple of weeks ago. And I was thinking, I said, and the Lord said, I'm going to rain on the church that'll seek me. I'm going to rain on them. And I saw young kids, I mean kids like this, clap their hands and run in the aisles. I said, Lord, do it. Do it. Give me. I said, Lord, I'm tired of this. You saying this to me. Do it. Do it. We've had visions of this, whatever come to angels. Do it. We got to be in the way. Do it, Lord. Show us what it's going to take, Lord. We just tired. We want you to do it. And on the day of Pentecost, I'm going to read the scriptures to Rana, because to Rana say, Pastor, preach one time. She didn't even read the scriptures. And then we'll forget that. Hallelujah, but I'm going to read the scriptures there. And the day of Pentecost was fully come. They was all in one place, in one accord. And suddenly, say suddenly, there came a sound from heaven like a mighty rushing wind. And I know it can happen. In the Indonesian church when I gave Bell my book, I think I'm going to get Bell my book. They were just Presbyterians. Watch it now. They were Presbyterians, and they read Acts 2. And the pastor told them, said, that was back yonder. God don't do that no more. But they still got together. It was in the church praying. Just sitting around like you praying. They would start going every night praying. One night, they heard a sound from heaven. Just like a mighty rushing wind. And it filled them. This happened in Indonesia. And it fixed them. And Brother Mel, who wrote the book, he said, his sister told us, they told him, get your man on the Lord. Shut up. Don't stop talking. He said, shut up and get your man on the Lord. And they began to seek the Lord. It just meant, Lord Jesus, they felt, and the pastors were sitting up on the pulpit. They have, they got this real structured. Sitting up on the pulpit, he said, and when the Holy Ghost fell, he said, he speaks Timonese. The lady over there started speaking English. And he understood it. They thought she was jabbering. So the pastor said, oh my God. And then the people started just speaking in tongues and ready to have prayer. And say, the pastor said, oh, stop it. They jabbering. Stop them. Stop the devil. This is the devil. This is the devil. But the Lord filled that church. Now, here it is. They were hungry for God. They were hungry for another drink. They was hungry for what more than they had. He said nobody never got healed. He said when they would get sick, they'd go to the witch doctor and come back to the church. You know, this kind of thing. Praise the Lord. I ain't going to say nothing else about that. But Jesus want to be all to us. Everything to us. I know he does. I know he does, Leslie. Praise the Lord. I'm sitting here, but I said, Lord, and every time I try to make my mouth up, I said, Lord, you know what I'm going through, because this thing makes my whole body sick. I don't be feeling good sometimes. I'm weak, and the Lord taught me this. He said, the light of your body is your eye. And when you right here, your whole body gets together to struggle to keep you on your feet, keep you from getting burned, keep you from this. And I said, wow. And I'm sitting here, wow, that's amazing. You know, last week, Dad and I came home from church Sunday, and I laid down, say, at 4 o'clock, and I didn't get up till the next morning, way up next. Because I was feeling, it just drains me. And so I said, Lord, I'm going to have to do something if you don't come on now. Then he said, you spoke. You're not blind. You got to wait. You should have kept your mouth shut. That's what he told me. That's what he said. And you done testified and told him I would do it. He said, now you got to hush. I said, can't I just have one of them done? The worst one, you know. I said, because man can't heal me no way, Lord. He don't say nothing. I know what he be saying. And my precious son, he just loved it. I thank God for his love. I really do. Because he hates to see me like I know he does. Because when you love people, you don't want to see them hurt. You know what I'm saying? But Dad, he going to do it. If I have to fast 20, he going to do it. He going to do it, Dad. You wait and see. He's not going to do it he's going to do it for his people. He's going to do it because I want to see God move and be real. I don't want to get up here and be talking and say, God can do something. God can. Then I say, because God did so and so. Come on now. Come on. That's why you in a place now. Didi, we in a place now. And Didi, you keeps me too. Because I said, this child can go to work and with her, can't hardly walk. But then I say, yeah, but that ain't her eyes. You know how you make excuses? I say, yeah, but Lord, it ain't her eyes. He said, if your legs was with you, I said, well, I ain't want to be hurting. He's so good. He's still good. He will do what he say. You waiting on something? If pastor can wait on this, you better wait on what you need. Because if I give up, then what you waiting on, you might say, well, you know, I'll go get some help too. But it's coming. Hallelujah. We look at the Fed coin. These people was not saved. He just worked up in the government. And he was talking about what's going to happen. Now, he wasn't prophesying in America about the coins, what they're trying to do, you know, and change the money system and get rid of the hundreds. I thought they got rid of the hundreds. But it's not true. But our money is nothing but paper. Fiat. The reason your money spends over there is because they had a lot of respect for us. Our money was our respect. Now they losing it. So the money going, you know, am I making sense? The money don't mean, the money, our money is not nothing but paper. Anytime you can get up and keep on making paper, and now we trillions of dollars in debt. Trillions. And ain't no one person did it. It's been done down through ages. You know what I'm saying? We going to have to depend upon God. So last night I was telling you all about, listen to me good. I may not be preaching like you want, but listen to me. I was saying last night, Lord, you give me some money, enough, I'm going to pay off these people's bills. Because you told us not to be in debt. We took it kind of, you know. But when the Lord told me, he spoke to my heart, he said, just like I say, don't be in debt. He said, don't owe no man. I didn't put nothing behind it, and for don't owe no man anything. What he said? He said, most people take all my word like this. They look at it and say, well, you know, kind of casually, whatever. But God means what he says. Okay, stick with me. So if you mean what he said in Exodus 15:26, he said, I am the Lord that healeth thee from all your diseases. Everything you got, I'm going to heal it. And then in Peter, he said, by his stripes we were healed. And in Isaiah, he said, he's going to heal us. Hallelujah. He said it in this word. He said, just like I said it, I'll do it. So of Christmas, miracles happen at Christmas, Jackie. So miracles happen at Christmas. I'm looking at Christmas. I wasn't going to be discouraged. I made my mind up. I'm not going to be discouraged. I'm going to do the best I can with what I can. Watch it. I said, I'm going to do the best I can with what I can. But now, like I said, nobody can tell you what this feels like. Nobody, because most people, they're going to get it done. But nobody can tell you. It's not good. But I'll tell you, I can have compassion on them that go through. It's not good. It's really not. And I told God, I said, God, I know what you can bear. I'm not going to leave you. Read Isaiah 46:10. Is that 46:10, D? 41:10. Is that 41:10 you sent me? 41:10, read it. Now, she don't know nothing about how I'm feeling. And I'm talking to God about these things. So I'm getting ready to cook. Can't have, see what I'm doing, knocking over stuff and carrying on. What she say? What it says? And God sent me this word. I think it's 41:10. 41:10. Read it. What? Fear thou not. Now listen, she don't know nothing but I'm feeling. I'm sitting here fussing with God. Now, Lord, now, so-and-so and so-and-so. So. And he says to me, yes, Lord. Woo! Of my righteousness. That settled it. I said, that settled it. He said, I'm your God. I mean, she said she'd run up on the scripture some kind of way, and she said, whoa, this is good. I'm going to send this to mama. It was God. That was the day, you know how God is just something. He set up stuff. He set up. You set up to be a winner. You set up to be a winner. You set up to be a winner. The things we are in, it's God that set us up. It's God that set us up. We are going to win. I'm going to win. Amen. And so they went like he said. And now you see men turning the world upside down. I thought about it. I thought about this, sister. One can put 1,000 to fight. 10,000. Now, I don't know how they tripling, doubling, tripling. What the, you know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. So, but I say, well, if they took a bit of thin, I'm trying to figure out, hallelujah, that's how come they turned the world upside down. Hallelujah, because they obeyed the Lord, and they loved the Holy Spirit, and they talked about him, and they believed what Jesus said. You shall have free power after the Holy Spirit has come, and the church has made it so hard. But it's given to those that believe. and trust it and do his will. You ain't got to holler and beg. No, it's not in there. Praise the Lord. Many people wake up speaking in tongues. Wake up. They wake up. Like Sister Gertrude said, she just stepped out in the aisle. The man said, you need to, what you want? She said, I want the Holy Ghost. He said, there it is. And she received. And then she said she went somewhere else. I said, girl, you got the devil. There ain't nothing, you know. Chosen, I love the Lord today. I love him. I know he's going to help us. He's going to help us. He's going to help us. I am here because. Brother sent me, said, you're in the right place at the right time. And I believe that. I do believe it. I do believe it. When it's going to happen, I told you. Over there. Me and Dad was in the car. My eyes started clean. I said, oh, God. I said, please do this where you want to. I said, but you know how I get really excited, you know. I said, do it where I won't get up and stop the car and run up the road. I'm thinking, I said, Lord, do it now. Where I can, he's going to tell him what to do now. Come on now. It's going to be great. You know what? But I'll tell you one thing. I ain't never appreciated sight like I appreciate it now. You do it, you just. When I'm going to get up and everything, I'm going to look out and say, oh, Lord, ain't this beautiful. Ooh, look at, oh, my God. Look at this pen. Back up, up, up. I can just see myself because I'm kind of, you know, kind of. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to have me a ball, girl. I'm telling you, hallelujah. I think I'll wait, Tawana. Wait till my change comes. Be like, hallelujah, because he's God. And when he told me that, fear not. Don't be, he told me this. She didn't know nothing about what, you know, she don't know nothing about what I feel. I don't get on the phone, girl, I feel. No, I don't do that. And I'm going to tell you this for a reason. So you know where God done brought us from. But I'm telling you, I still believe that God gonna heal us. I do. I believe we're gonna have our ears. I believe why ain't he doing it? Go ask him. Asking me. We all wait on something. Praise the Lord. I believe right now, if you can believe God for anything that you want. And keep it in your heart. No matter what nobody tells you. No matter what nobody say to you. When he comes suddenly, because he does that, you know, God just shows up. Suddenly, you know, I believe, bam. And I say, no, I better not do nothing, because see, that might be in the day you was going to do your thing. And I done missed it. Testimony gone. You know, because I done did my thing. I want you to know I'm happy. Now, don't get me wrong. I have a wonderful companion. Honey, lay down, sit down, do this, don't, what you do, don't, that's too much, you know. We're going to get what we need from God. Don't think that nothing that he's not going to give you. That's my message this morning. We need the Holy Ghost. We need it. Your pastor sitting here, I said, Lord, you know what I come up in. You know what I come up in. You know, when I came up to the Pentecostal church, see, I came up in holiness. They didn't have the Holy. You know, they split because of that. Yeah, they split because of the tongues. But me and Dad, seeing them Holy Ghost people, we saw a man that was a minister. His half his face shot off. They shot off half his face. And how the Lord would take him out in the spirit to Africa. Take him over. I mean, take him over there. Praise the Lord. And we heard so many things. We sit there just like, you know, like little birds. And we sneak off because our church didn't probably want us to, you know, because they supposed to be devils, you know. But God has always had a people. So you want to be called a devil, stay with us. Stay here with us. I want us now to stand here, and I want you to come to this altar if you feel like you want some more God. And whoever wants some more God, feel like you want it like the Bible say you ought to have it, then come on up here, and we're going to pray together. Who? Every Lord, I'm going to be the first one.